Yes, yes, we're back again. But why, Jack? Why are we back again? And why do you look so emotional?
Because it's just emotion tickling my feet. I'm going to tell you why I'm thinking about emotion. Because the brain is an incredible thing, Zach Thompson. You've got one, I've got one, and you know a thing or two about brains. And not to be confused with Brian, he was my old next-door neighbor. He's now dead. Brains. The brain is split into two parts, the logical part, the emotional side. So when we're selling, what one do you want to tickle?
You want to go like this. Under the chin of the emotional part, you want to go, tickle, tickle, do you want to have a pickle? So what I want to do is I'm going to give the people that are listening a framework to follow that it steals from therapy, like a lot of the stuff that we do, but it should get you to the emotional root cause of the problem. Okay? I'm going to take you through it, Jack. So step one I'm looking for is, how do I draw out the surface level problem? The that takes too long, manual processes, we can't get in front of enough clients, recruitment's the bottleneck to growth. Drawing out that surface level problem. So I'm going to lay out two scenarios. Cold calling, what I might do is I might present a little problem menu. So I might ring you up, Jack, and rather than saying that we're an award-winning XYZ, I might say, well, I get invited in by a job role who struggle with problem one, two, or three, in hopes that you pick one of those problems. Sometimes, though, that doesn't happen, does it? And they might say, some of that applies, or where are you calling from? And they might steer us off that path. Okay? Now, what I would suggest in those moments is looking for, what's the biggest pain when it comes to handling what you do? Or when you look at the topic that you solve, what do you think is the biggest problem that you face? The simplest answer is often the best answer. Jack, please add your two pennies on that one.
Yeah, I think sometimes people aren't going to dive headfirst into that problem buffet, are they? They might say, you know what, I've actually just eaten. You're a salesperson. I know what you're doing. I don't want anything from the buffet. So I say, okay, will you serve me something? And then like a gorgeous short crust pie, I'm going to pick it apart. I'm going to follow those breadcrumbs until I finally find some sort of problem.
Very good. Very good. Now, next, obviously, we're going to do the usual stuff that we would suggest. We're going to example of a problem, blah, blah, blah. The bit that's often missed is this next bit. And this would be the exploration, which would be digging in to the emotional and personal cost of having the problem. Okay. So I'm going to give you a few examples of how this might sound, hopefully inspire the listeners in their sales conversations. It might be saying, that sounds really frustrating. How's that been affecting your day-to-day? Or you mentioned before that you felt overwhelmed. I don't know how comfortable you are telling me a bit more about that. Or what do you think's at stake for you personally with where you are right now in the business if nothing changes? What do you think of those? You like those or you don't like those?
I was actually, I wanted to go down a side alley then, the way that you were talking. I've heard you do that in podcasts as well, and I love it as a question. I don't know if you'd feel comfortable telling me a little bit more about that. I can't really think of an experience where I've maybe seen you in a sales environment or in a podcast environment where people actually say, I probably don't feel comfortable. Because what people tend to do is they will share something, and they'll only share as much as they feel comfortable sharing. It doesn't mean that they're going to go balls to the wall, let's give you everything. But I think it's a great little question.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, it's one of my calling cards, that one. I don't know how comfortable you feel telling me more about that. It's a good one. Little bonus tip here for people who perhaps aren't opening up. So we're digging in and they're kind of giving you that short response. So they're, you know, how's this affect your data? It makes things quite slow. You know, they're giving you those types of answers. It's hard to get there. There's something called the five whys, which is often used in therapy. In the book Sales is Therapy, we call it the cascading why. What you're looking for is to say, do you mind if I'm struggling a little bit here? Treat me like a five-year-old. Why is it important to you? They'll give you a layer of why it's important. And why does that matter? And you said, and normally what happens if you go down five whys, you typically get to a very simple answer that's often emotional. And for you delivering this as the salesperson, you will feel that it almost gets like a little bit awkward. The answers get a bit slower. The person seems to struggle a bit. That's kind of how it's supposed to feel. So five whys, use it with this step. So far we've got drawing out the surface level problem. We've got exploring so that we're digging deeper into the emotional and personal cost. Next, we're going to look at, I would always suggest, some form of IKEA curve, right? So this is where we start to move that emotion into a little bit of vision, a little bit of ownership, and making the person feel like they're kind of co-creating something with you. Do you know the reason why we do this, Jack? I'm sure you do.
I do know the reason, because people loved, funnily enough, we were talking about IKEA at the weekend, me and my partner. I always want to say partner, just to keep people, whether I am or whether I aren't, so it's just people take that ownership of they feel like they, when people have been involved in the process, they value it more. And we're really trying to drive that value. And did you know now that IKEA, when you purchase, you buy whatever it is, if you buy it for delivery, they say you can pay this much, £90 add-on, and someone will come to your house and build it for you. And we were looking at new chest of drawers. That's true. Airtasker or something like that. And my partner, Michael, said, do you want to click it? I said, no. I said, I know too much about psychology. I will be building those drawers and I'll be building them badly because I want to look at them and I'll be proud of them. And that's kind of the IKEA curve. And I think that we get when people, I mean, probably leading on to your next point, but when people are building it out themselves, everything is said for a reason. And I love the level of listening when you listen to what's not being said. So if I was asking you, what do you look for in a partner? And you say, oh, I want a partner that's always on time. Part of me thinks, there's something there. There's something to unpick at from what you've just said.
Exactly. So the practical end of this, I had the how to actually do it. So we've gone through that why arc, let's say, and we've got to the real core emotion. It kind of feels like you're beating the prospect up a bit and you want to give them some relief. We're then, rather than pitching them, going to say, well, if let's say you had the ideal solution to this, or you were building this for yourself, what would it have to look like to stand the chance of working? And deliver just like a bit of a struggle, bit of a throw it out that kind of question. And then they're probably going to start building something. And then rather than doing the classic sales thing of, okay, we can definitely do that, try and just maintain that curiosity a bit longer. Ask the simple questions. So a nice follow-up to that might be, how would solving that change things for you at the minute compared to how things are happening day to day? And then it starts again, that co-creation. I've got the offering. Now I'm building it into the team. Okay. And then, so you've got it in place. It's working with the team. And then what would be a real win for you? What would be the things that you'd be seeing that would say, right, we're definitely getting this right? And that, only then I would say that step is complete. It's not what would you build, cool, onto the next step. It's really like hunkering down and going through the layers.
Mm. The way to picture this is, you know, if you was to buy a selection box and you've got some of those like lovely, we're talking like high quality Thornton chocolates with a gooey center. Yeah. You've got a toothpick and you're trying to scratch it off. Most people just scratch a bit off and then they're kind of done. Keep going. Stay in those conversations. Ask another question. Don't run in just with your solution. Ask a few more questions, and that's when you get to the gooey goodness of caramel.
Exactly. Now, the place this can sometimes go wrong, my last little bonus tip, very practical episode, is it can feel like I've asked a question, then I've just moved on to my next question. You don't want that to be the feeling. So what I'm going to give you is, I love a framework. Yeah. I'm going to give you oars. Okay, ready for this one, Jack? Open question, affirmation, reflection, summary. This is a really good way to show someone you've really listened, right? So I'll give you an example of an open question. What's been the biggest challenge for you in this area lately? Give me that, Jack. What's been the biggest challenge in this area lately?
Probably getting new SDRs through the door.
Okay, so then getting new SDRs through the door. I suppose that's quite a frustrating thing. Is that new?
No, it's been going on quite a while.
So that's my affirmation. I've hit it. That can be quite frustrating. So I'm seeing you first, and then I'm going in with another question. And going in with another question is me doing the reflection piece. So I'm mirroring back your thoughts and feelings, making you feel heard, but I'm deepening my understanding. So you see what I mean? I'm not just moving from you SDRs being annoying to like the next bit. Here's how we can help.
Yeah.
I'm going deeper. Yeah. And then you would end on a summary. So as we go deeper, it would be open question. That sounds frustrating. What particularly about it is slowing things down, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so it sounds like what you're telling me is the SDRs is the piece, and this is kind of how it's affecting you day to day. Doing those things will make the other side feel heard. There we go. Hopefully that helps people through that get to that emotional root cause.
This framework will make you money. I like it. I've got a task today. I don't know if you've noticed, but all the way through this episode I've been drinking. We've had loads dropped off at the office, and it's not from like a sponsorship thing, but what I want you to do is comment. We're trying to make loads of money in our lives, so actually comment. If you're watching this on YouTube, just comment and say Dash should sponsor this podcast. Do that. If we get about eight will be enough. I'll DM the founder, and he said that he's going to give us $5,000. And we're going to give you guys half. So we'll see how we get on. You like that?
All right. That's a really good one.
$5,000. Wow. $5,000.
All right.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.